Well, friends, it's good to have you joining us again today for another short devotional message from God's Word. I'm standing here in a tunnel that just leads under the Moira Road in Lisburn. We're having a gospel mission in what's known as the old Burnhouse site. There was a factory here many years ago called the Burnhouse Factory. Didn't smell too good. It was a rendering plant where they recycled dead animals and made them into meat and bone meal. And this is an old tunnel that's part of that old factory. I just want to share a little devotional message with you today from the book of Psalms, and it's Psalm 84. It's one of my favourite Psalms. I can remember as a young Christian, a good brother in the Lord who still walks with the Lord today, quoted to me from this Psalm, Psalm 84 and verse 11, where the Word of God says, "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." But Psalm 84 is a psalm that has reference to the house of God, the house of the Lord. And we read in Psalm 84 and verse number 1, "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord God of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." And here's the psalmist goes to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. He can't help but notice that just as they do today, the swallows had returned to their nests. The sparrows were building their nests as well, all around the eaves and crevices in the house of the Lord. And the psalmist recognized, there's the sparrows raising their young, there's the swallows, they've built their little nests, and they're raising their young right there beside the very altar of God in the temple in Jerusalem. The swallows and the sparrows seem to be able to nest in almost any building, and oftentimes they come back again to the same nests. And it's interesting that in the house of the Lord, the psalmist took note that the swallow and the sparrow had their nests close to the altar of God, where they were raising their young. And there's wonderful and rich application even there, because that altar reminds us of the cross. And it's good for us to have our homes, our dwellings, as it were, centered around the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's good to bring up our children in the fear and nurture and admonition of the Lord. And it's good to teach them about the cross as well. But it's also important to have a family altar within the home, and to raise our children and our young people and build our homes and our marriages upon the Word of God, to pray together, to praise the Lord together, and to read the Word of God together within our homes. And yet it's also important to have a spiritual home for our families, a local church, and to attend a public place of worship, because the Bible says the Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. He takes notes of our homes, of course he does. He loves the dwellings of Jacob. Our walls are continually before him. But the Lord loves the gates of Zion even more, the place of public assembly. And as the psalmist went to the temple in Jerusalem, the house of God, to worship the Lord, he noticed that even the birds had built their nests there and were raising their young. Can I ask you today, does the house of the Lord have a prominent place in your life and in your family? Do you attend a local place of worship? Are you a member of a local church? Do you worship the Lord publicly? Do you raise your family and build your home around the things of God? God will bless you if you do, because the Lord is good, it says in Scripture, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. And this lovely psalm ends with the words, "The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." May God bless you. And if you live in the locality, you live in the Lisburn area, why not pay us a visit? Come down to the gospel mission. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your young ones and your loved ones with you. And may God bless you today. Thank you for listening, and see you again very soon. Bye-bye.